All right, in this lesson, we're going to talk about how to actually create a blog post, format it, and submit it to be published. So, the way that I usually write and publish my articles is that I actually have a WordPress blog that I will write all of my content on my WordPress blog first, and then I will transfer it over to Medium. And I wanted to create this course for people who are just ready to get jump started on Medium, but preferably, you would have a WordPress blog that you would create your content on first, and then you could translate over to Medium. Because you always really would like to have a home page, a home place for all of your blog content that, if for some reason Medium were to shut down, you would still have access to that stuff. But let's take a look at how I would do something. So, really, what I would do is I would go ahead and copy all the content I have here. And then I would go here, go click on my head, go down to new story, and then I would paste that right here. Now let's take a look at a couple of things that you can do as far as formatting your post. So if you click here, there'll be a section for your title to go there. So what you could do, you could either type up a title. Could copy and paste the title that I had from my WordPress post. Boom. All right, let's take a look at some other things that you can do formatting wise. So I just hit the return key here. And if you notice that whenever you have a new kind of space, there will always be a plus button that'll have you have a couple different options here. So what are some of the different options that you can use? One, if you go to this magnifying glass here, what that'll do is it'll allow you to enter keywords to search a built-in stock photo library that comes with Medium via a website called Unsplash. So Unsplash is a stock photography website that has a partnership with Medium, so you have an access to a bunch of free photos, and I suggest you go ahead and use those. So let's say this article is about emotion. So let's say I type emotion. So if you click that button, you'll have a lot of different options for pictures that you could use, right? Now let's say I wanted to use this weird emo picture of this guy, right? So that picture pops up, and there's a couple different things you can do with that picture. Usually for the title image, I like to use this button, which would make it go really big because you want to have really big images that will populate the feed and be really attractive to people. Some other things I might do, let's say I have a pretty long post. I might do something like add an image in the middle to break up the content and give readers' eyes a little bit of a break. You could also make a smaller picture like that, or let's say you had a really long paragraph or something like that. You could go in between there, take a picture, again, something like that. And you could take this picture and hit this button, it would kind of indent it and give you something a little cool like that. So there's a lot of different formatting things that you can do with pictures. And so I like to use quotes a lot in my blog post. Another feature you can use, first of all, sometimes there's a little bit of cleaning up to do if you copy over from a WordPress blog. So I delete that extra space. And I go ahead and highlight this. And then if I hit this button, it'll show you two different kind of quote styles. So this is the first quote style you can use. But let's say you wanted to do another one. It shows you this kind of bigger quote style, right? Or you could go back and use that one. I preferably like to go with this one, but that's one feature that I can use. What are some of the other features that are on here? Let's say that you wanted to link to another story in your post. You could go ahead, highlight this. Hit that link button. Now you would gonna want to go find another link. Use this one, which doesn't make any sense because it's the same article, but you would go ahead, copy a link, hit that link button, paste, just hit enter. That's how you have a hyperlink. Let's say you wanted to bold something, which would be important if you want to emphasize a phrase. Highlight something, bold, highlight something, italics, you know, pretty simple word stuff. If you want to make something into a subheading, highlight it. This big T does a big subheading. Little T does a little subheading. And let's see what other features you can use. If you want to embed a video, now sometimes this doesn't work. Sometimes the tech on Medium's a little bit messed up. So we go to my channel, find a video quick. So let's say I want to embed one of my videos here, right? You can just take that link, copy that, go, hit enter. Boom, YouTube video of mine pops up. So a lot of different things you can do. You could hit this button, which this embeds custom HTML. So if you were to, if you had some sort of HTML like code you wanted to embed, which is not something people really do a lot, you could enter something like that in there. You could also enter links from other websites that could post like a little preview. If you wanted to add an image from your computer, you just hit that camera button and then you could add images that you have downloaded to your computer. If you want to put a divider line, which is a neat little feature, you could put a divider line. If you want to break between subjects, it's another thing you can do. And let's say you wanted to do something like a drop cap, you would highlight the first letter, hit this button right here, and then would do kind of a neat little stylistic drop cap. So what I would do is probably just go look at some of my articles, look at the way they're formatted, and you just want to keep pay attention to spacing out the content, using subheadings, using divider lines, using features that make the articles easy on the eye. So after you're done, what you would do is there's two options. So first, if you wanted to publish it straight to your feed, you would hit that publish button. And sometimes the algorithm will kind of scan through your article and kind of take a stab at what it might be about. So they might fill in one of the tags for you. You could keep it or not. Life lessons would be a good fit here. Then you could choose different tags you wanted to add, and you can just kind of type in things and figure it out. Again, I'll show you some of the top tags that you can use, but let's say when you do that, you need to choose mental health, productivity. So you can choose up to 5 tags for each post. And then if you see right here, it'll say make my story eligible to earn money and allow curators to recommend it. This will be highlighted by default, so I'll just leave that, because I'm guessing you would like to earn money on the articles. And then you can either publish it right away, or you can hit this schedule for later button. So if you have a batch of stories that you want to spread out over time, you can schedule them for later. Now the next thing, in the next lesson, I'm going to do a full lesson on publications, but let's say you wanted to add it to a publication. You would go to these 3 dots here, and what you could do is hit that add to publication button. Now, this will show you all of the different publications that have accepted you to be a writer. So once a publication accepts you to be a writer, you can post an article to them for submission. So let's say I wanted to send this to The Ascent. I would hit that, I would hit select and continue, and then I would hit that submit button. And then if I were ready to send this, I would submit this to the publication. Okay, that's a brief overview. Again, you want to be a self-starter. You want to kind of figure out, play around with things to see how the submission process works. There is a lot of different formatting things you can do on Medium for your articles. So again, I'll post some examples to my articles, and I'll also share some guides from Medium that actually go into pretty good depth of how to format your articles and make them look good. All right, that's the end of this lesson, and then we'll wrap up talking about publications.